Welcome back to our Advent devotionals from Sugar Hill Church. I was reading in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, in chapter 9, verse 6. The New Living Translation says this: "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called," and this is the big deal, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." In this scripture, we find message and we find meaning for Christmas. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, gave these awe-inspiring names of our Lord that encourage us. At times they thrill us. They always fill us with hope, and especially at this Christmas season. But why? Well, let's start with the first one. He is wonderful. In Luke, the gospel writer writes in chapter 11 that people wondered as he did many miracles. The scripture said the people wondered. They were in awe at the wonders that Jesus could do. In John's gospel, in chapter 7, where we hear about him as counselor, the people said, "No one ever spoke the way this man does. He is a wonderful counselor." But then the third, the mighty God. He is the God-man. He said that he and the Father are one. In John chapter 10, verse 30, he says that he and the Father are one, the wonderful counselor, mighty God, and then the everlasting Father. Now, it was by him, the living word, that all things were created. He is the designer of the whole universe. And then finally, the Prince of Peace. There will never be a lasting peace on this earth until he comes again to reign in righteousness. But he's also the Prince of Peace in others' ways. I mean, if you think about it, none can have peace with God apart from Jesus. And the peace that he made through the blood of his cross is what makes it available. The full meaning of all these words from Isaiah should give us enough strength, enough hope, and enough joy to face any crisis or any sorrow, to meet any temptation. Think about it. How has Jesus shown you recently that he's wonderful, counselor, the Prince of Peace? Let him be that in your day, this day.